dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Come up is a must,
must.
You must tune in on your radio.
Trying to look cool, ain't afraid to say I sold drugs when I went to school. Fuck guns, I'd rather shoot pool and plot with my dogs on what's the next move. Don't nobody want to grind, but everybody wants the loot. Don't nobody keep it real, but they all expect the truth. The truth is most rappers every town copping QPs, but they rapping about pounds instead of rapping about what they selling right now. Exaggerating stories that never went down. 1,000 XOs, weed bricks I lived at, but never said I was Scarface when I did that. I was small time, but I made moves. But most these niggas rap about it just to sound cool. Fools, scared to rap about your real life, but I'll respect you more if you tell me what you really like. Gave it all up, scales in the bands, got a grant, went to school, bought a mic and a pad. Kids in my hood, I tell them go to class. They come for my advice because they ain't got a dad. Mike Jack bad, LL bad, all I make is good music, Kanye on that ass. Murder shit, Casey Anthony swag, I saw feet, charge me with ass, yeah. Young black and all black, my set forever red, but fuck dying for a flag. Freedom and respect, now I'll die for that. Bury me with a mic, box of blunts and a sack. Skinny pants rappers, let's talk about that. Years ago you was in baggy pants laughing at that. Then all of a sudden it's a trend, so it's cool. So you trying to be cool, you afraid to be you, nigga.
Damn. Damn. Swear. Everybody saying they keep it real, but they scared to tell the truth. It's cool to be you, homie.
Full of dip, cup full of spit. Bitch, I'm from Texas on my redneck shit. I can say I'm from New York, I can say I'm from LA to sound cool, but I'm from a college city with gangs. Yeah, and I ain't tryna sound cool when I rap about guns, say killer in the booth. Cause that's what I do, kill rappers in the booth. Every lyric is a bullet and I'm aiming at you, nigga. Rather help you out, not take you out. Put the homeless in homes, that's what I'm about. Yeah, and nigga, motherfucker, street cred. I ain't about to do shit, I'm a grown man. Couldn't make a hit if I pissed underhand. Muscle man, Conan, get big Roseanne. Nigga, hope for every rapper acting on the mic stand. At the funeral, the choir singing like.
It's kinda tight.
Yeah, and I ain't got the latest shoes. But I stay fly, my baby got food. To all my listeners, see I'm just like you. I'm at the dollar store, Walmart too. I'm pissing in the cup, I'm on probation too. Don't ever say I'm acting fake to look cool. You gon' make me lose my cool, Bobby Knight, Mr. Scrooge. Yeah, nigga, so play it cool. Killer in the booth, Tim Allen with the tool. Fuck what they do and how they view you. It's cool to be different, it's cool to be you.
Stop lying in the booth. It's cool to be you, homie.
All right, let's see. Can you hear me now, Perry?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, there we go. I was like, what in the world? I'm like having a whole conversation, everything. Lord.
Oh, no. I didn't hear anything.
Oh, man.
Oh, here I am.
Yeah, let me go ahead and give myself
sorry,
a... I gave you a nice introduction, everything. Let me give myself...
Oh, I bet it was amazing.
We do crickets of the week every Monday, and I just had to give myself the crickets because, I don't know. I'm like, what in the world? But we good now. The universe is done right by us. I was like, wait,
yeah.
Just right now. But welcome to the show. We're glad to have. Let me start back from the top. Hey, welcome you to the show, singer,
thank you,
songwriter, producer, and published model. My girl, Miss Perry, in the building. What's up?
Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
There we go.
Yeah, talking.
That was good. Take two. Oh, we're good, glad to have you, man.
Take two? Huh?
I know. I said no. Take two.
We're glad
to have you in here, man. You, again. I'm glad to have you come check in. But, I've been peeping your page because, you've been kind of like showing some love to my pages for a little bit. So I started looking at the content of yours, and you got some dope stuff going on over there.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm a multi-instrumentalist. I play violin and I play piano, and I sing. I write my own songs. I'm putting out a single next Friday. I've got another one out right now on all platforms. That's most of what I got going on. Seen a couple videos soon, but and then I just got published in a magazine called The Industry Rules. That happened this summer. That's on my page and everything. So I was really excited about that. Now I can say that I'm a published model instead of just one of those Instagram models.
I was just having a whole discussion about Instagram fans and whatnot.
No.
Yeah.
I have no hate for that whole hustle, because I gained so much branding and exposure, and I did so much networking while I was modeling. I have a whole base that I wouldn't have if I hadn't done that. And so I feel like if you're a girl or a guy and you want to model and you can only get people to do it for you for free, just do your shit and get your name out there and people will start paying you for it, so as far as like staying your model and then being a prostitute, then I feel like that's just dishonest, I don't know about that hustle, but those are the only two things that I can think that would be wrong with it. But I feel like if you're getting your shit, even if you're independent and you just feel like you're calling yourself something at that point, then just do it anyway until you're legit. You gotta get started. You gotta start somewhere. Yeah.
Let's jump into the time machine, and first let's start with how you even got into music in the first place. Let's go, because one of the most things that intrigued me most is you playing the violin and whatnot. So let's start from there. Like, when did you first pick up the violin, and when did you actually get a love for it, I should say?
Yeah, I started playing the violin when I was 6. I started playing the piano when I was 4. So I've been playing music for, I'm 29, so I've been playing music for 25 years. And I really can't get away from it. Everybody in my family does it too. So I've really done my whole life. And I always did classical music. And I never really related to that as much. You know, that's just what I was like brought up doing. And so then after I finished school and everything, I started writing my own music and covering songs that I liked, like mostly like EDM and hip hop stuff. And I've really found my niche and my lane doing that. And I feel like I've been getting a lot of positive feedback doing that kind of stuff and playing shows doing that. So that's where I've kind of settled so far. And then I just want to keep getting better at everything that I do so that I can carve out my place in the whole, in history and the industry and all that.
So, from your opinion, why would you say that, you know, as far as within the industry, why do you feel like, you know, it's starting to be embraced more of being able to mix violin more into hip hop? Because I mean, it's always been there, but it seemed like it's been a lane to open it more now to do so. Like you got Black Violin, they're doing it. Just the name of. And then, of course, I forget the name, Marie. She did for Kanye a lot. Yes.
Mary Denar, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's definitely in the digital age where anybody can put stuff out, you know, and everybody has that opportunity. I feel like there's a lot more variety and diversity in what you have within the genre, you know? So, I mean, like 20 years ago, people wouldn't have been able to find like Black Violin unless they got signed on the off chance, you know? And nobody's going to sign like 10 violin groups, you know? So there, it's like, it used to be much harder to break into the industry and be successful than it is today because you have so many paths that you can take, which is really cool. And so I feel like I think that just the way that music is distributed and consumed has really opened that up for me and for anybody who plays an instrument and anybody who does music. I think there's a lot more opportunity for variety now that people are actually going to hear your stuff, or they can if you market it correctly.
Well, definitely, and so what kind of going into the modeling side? You did kind of talk about the doing like your base and whatnot you built upon. What made you, on transition to modeling? Because I also saw that. Part on your page as well, you were kind of sharing your weight loss journey as well for us too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's just something else interesting about me. You know, like I lost 50 pounds. I used to be like, I want to say like 220, and I'm 170 now. So I do feel like it took a lot of dedication and a lot of patience. The actual steps of like, okay, I'm going to eat this instead of this. Like, that's easy. You know, it's not like getting on stage in front of 2,000 people.
Right.
Day to day is easy, but being patient enough is hard. And that's with anything. So I'm proud of that. I definitely feel like I built my body, I have strategies that I like to share with people. I make sure that I drink enough water and I eat enough protein, you know, and then everything else just kind of falls into place because then I'm not craving these things that are so bad for me, you know, because for me, being dehydrated makes me crave water, and then not having enough protein, or excuse me, being dehydrated makes me crave sugar. Sorry, that was silly. Makes me crave sugar, and then not having enough protein, like, I'll crave, like, salty stuff. And so if I do those two things and I work out, then, like, I can't go wrong, really. So that's been I've done it in about 2 years, lost that much weight. And so it's taken a while, but I really feel like I've been doing it in a healthy way. And then when it comes to modeling, like, that's just been – I started modeling maybe about a year ago. So it's just been motivation, you know, because like if you're like if you're standing in front of the cupboard and it's like, oh, should I eat this banana or these cookies? Then it's like, oh, okay, I have a shoot on Saturday, and I'm gonna be in a bikini, so I definitely want to eat the banana. You know, it's like it's much more intense and very present motivation than just like, oh, I want to look good in a bathing suit next summer. So that's been helpful actually for me in my weight loss journey to do the modeling. And then of course as I do it and the more that I do, the more weight that I lose, then the better my pictures have turned out because I feel more comfortable, you know, in my skin. And yeah. And so that's just been even further motivation. So, I mean, like, I feel like you can, anybody who wants to model can model no matter what your body type is, you know, you can be beautiful. And again, it's the same with music. There's a market for everything these days, you know, which is very cool. So like, you can be as a female, you can be 80 pounds, you can be 300 pounds. There's still going to be people who think you're beautiful. So that's really great. I feel the best when I don't have a lot of fat, like except on my butt and my legs, and when I have a lot of muscle, you know. So I feel the best then, and so that's really what I'm going for, and that's helped keep me sane with it, because then I'm not looking in the mirror like, oh, when I get rid of this like little bit of fat right here, then I'm gonna be happy, you know. It's more just like, okay, I feel better than I did yesterday. That's great.
Yeah, because I mean I'm in this battle with you too. I'm at 50 plus myself, mm-hmm. And yeah, like I just worked out my training before I came to the show.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, congratulations. Keep on keeping on.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I am. It's an uphill battle. Like, I mean, so like you said, some people don't realize you got to stay on top of it, or it's gonna.
Yeah, it's gonna get
you.
Mhm. And you always have to plan, you know, like making your lunch ahead of time so you don't end up effing up and just getting McDonald's or whatever it is. You know what I found this week that's been really that I've been fighting with is sleep. If I get less than 5 hours, then I want to be so unhealthy the next day.
Man. It's not even necessarily that for me. It's more so if I don't get, because yeah, about 5 is good for me. If I get less than that, it's just, I don't feel as, as healthy. I don't feel as motivated to do so. I'm like, I'll do it, but I'm like dragging doing it. So.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. I know what you mean. But like for me, I'll be dragging all day, and then at night I'm like, what do I want to eat? Ice cream. You know, as opposed to like another day where I'm like, no, I don't want to have that. Like I feel more vulnerable. I feel weaker when I'm tired, which makes sense, you know. So that's been really important to me too, and I feel like if there's anybody out there listening who's trying to lose weight and they're having a hard time and they don't sleep, you try that. that really makes a big difference for me in how easy it is. Because that's what you want to do. You just want to make it easy to make the right choices.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I have good luck to you as you continue on with it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm going hard every day. I'm like, nope. Because I mean, I had a wake up call in January. I looked at the scale. I said, "Nope, don't want to see that number ever again." And so, that's why it kept me going further and further and further from it. Because I'm like, "Nope,
nope." When I got under 200, man, I felt like I could fly. I was like 199 pounds up the cloud all day.
I mean, it's not saying, because some people get to the point of thinking saying that people are superficial, but I don't think it's necessary that, like, as far as saying this, like, once you lose weight, you start knowing some people approach you a certain way. I don't necessarily think it's necessarily always a superficial thing. I think it's more so it's something about your aura, about how you feel, and so that illuminates it to other people, and they kind of capture that energy, so it draws them to you more. It's not always, oh, you look better now. No, it's sometimes it's about you because you're giving off a different energy.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And I definitely feel like I'm giving off different energy than I was then. And I feel like people treat me better, which is kind of a sad thing, but like I feel like people will hold the door for me. I feel like people will look me in the eye more, you know? And that really makes me think about how we all treat people who are overweight, because if nobody looks you in the eye all day, if people ignore you, you know, then it's gonna make you feel bad about yourself, and you're gonna get to the end of your day and you're not gonna know why you feel bad about yourself. Like nothing bad happened. You just got kind of treated like human crap all day. You know, so we gotta be careful. We gotta be careful about how we treat each other too. But I've definitely noticed that since I lost that weight is that people do treat me differently, and whether it's because of my own energy or because of because that's how people are, I don't know, it's probably both. So, some
people obviously that do it because of physically, but there are some people who is positively because they more so feel that you have more positive energy, positive vibes.
Yeah.
You got more energy to do stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Definitely, definitely. I feel so much better than I did. So that's great. And I'm just really grateful to God and everybody who helped me with it along the way.
Okay, so I'm gonna get back into the music side. I'm putting you on the spot. Don't kill me. But that's what I do. I ask some tough questions here every now and then.
Okay, so,
if you had to put, let's see, how can I make this hard? If you had to put your top five greatest, and I'm being very specific, hip hop artists alive, I'm not going to say dead, alive, right now, who would you pick in what order? I mean, from number five all the way to number one.
No, you can't. I can't do number five to number one. Let me do number one to number five. If you have me do five to one, I gotta go slow because I gotta figure them all out.
Okay. Go ahead. All right.
That's a good question. I'm gonna put Kendrick at number one. See, I like conscious shit. So I'm gonna put Kendrick at number one. I feel like he has such a powerful message, and he tells it so well. And I feel like his flow and his cadence is so fucking musical. Like just the variety in his hop and the rhythms that he uses, like within his flow, is incredible. So I would say he's my number one. And then J. Cole. I mean, and it goes back and forth. Like they're my number one and number two, but I go back and forth on them. I feel like he is he's also just sending a really powerful message. Recently I've been feeling like Kendrick's is kinda like, hey, this is what's wrong, and J. Cole's like, hey, this is how we fix it. A little bit, you know. I don't know. And then I would say, see, those are easy.
Because this is the part where you leave somebody out. That's this part of the game. That's always hard.
Now I'm gonna say Danny Brown for number three. Have you heard him? Do you know who that is?
I'm over here like, hold on, let me go do some reconnaissance. Danny Brown.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that's what I love about music these days is that you and I can listen to it. We can listen to like conscious hip hop all day and not hear the same artist between the two of us one time. You know, and I fucking love that. So that whole thing of like you haven't heard of this artist, you even know what you're talking about. That is so outdated. You know. So that's how I feel. That's how
right.
I feel about that. But he's kind of.
Well, I mean, here's the crazy thing. I remember like it was like years ago on the show, and I remember I was interviewing an artist, and he said Kendrick Lamar in his top five, and Kendrick Lamar wasn't like big yet. I said, who's this mm-hmm. Kendrick Lamar person? And William checked him out, and then he got big right around after that time. I said, get the heck out of here. So,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I might not know who Danny Brown tomorrow today, but you brought him up. Now I'm going to find out he's going to be big to, like a month later or so. It always happens.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's weird. You know, like he's stayed kind of underground. He's on like Warp Records. He stayed kind of underground because his he said that he plays trumpet and then he raps like he plays trumpet, and so it's like it goes up like really high pitched. His cadence goes like really high pitched and like really down low, and it's different to listen to than anything else that I feel like is out right now. But you know how there are those people who aren't as famous before they die as they are like 100 years later.
Right.
I feel like people are going to look back on hip-hop and be like, this guy, you know, and just, I don't know. I see him as being very influential to the genre just because it is so different. And then he's also so skilled in his like imagery and use of language. So I love that shit. I love him. Who else? I'm gonna just pick some bullshit just so I get you off my back now.
oh, see now they're gonna come after you because of that. They coming after you because you say you just throwing them together.
You're coming after me? No.
Not me. Oh no. No, these artists gonna come after you now. They're like, wait. Oh, so now she's just throwing the list together. Oh, okay, I see how it is.
Okay. Hobson. I'm gonna go with Hobson for number four. He gives me goosebumps every time he opens his mouth. It's just so raw, and I feel like he's telling these truths that like that just resonate so much with me. He would be my number four. And then my number five. Just because I feel like he doesn't get enough credit. I feel like my number five is Logic, because he and he doesn't get enough credit because he's like because everybody thinks he's just like a little white boy from Maryland, but he's actually a mixed kid from Maryland. But
yeah, exactly.
He's light skinned. Yeah. I played a show with his dad, but he. I don't like his new stuff that he his label has been pushing, but his last album, the one where he's like on a spaceship, that shit is so good. It's so good, and his flow is so clever, and he can like his rhythmic the rhythms that he creates within his flow are so incredible too, and I really like his message. You know, like I don't want to hear. I mean, like. I don't feel like my favorite is going to be like club, like shake your ass music. You know, like I want to hear that when I go to the club, but when I'm actually listening to music to listen to the music, you know, then I want some mental content. You got to give me some mental content. So for me, like that's really what I like. I feel like as far as being an artist, it's your obligation to elevate and evolve the culture that you're a part of, you know. So I feel like those people are doing that. And you
well,
did put
I'm
me
not
on.
Agree with you.
So I probably missed some, but I feel like my list is okay. It's okay.
No, I mean I agree with you on the like a lot of times everybody thinks like, you got if you want to be successful, you gotta. They always put that you gotta put out a club banger, and that's not always the case. I mean, there's, we need balance. Like, if I go to the radio and all I hear is club banger, like, man, I want to hear, you got to be in every, like you said, you got to be in the mood for every certain thing. When I want to turn up and all that, I want to hit the turn up stuff. But when I'm just chilling and I'm at my desk, just listening to music, I ain't trying to turn up necessarily. I want to hear something that I can just, you know, that can be easily attainable and digestible, and like it can, you know, it's food for the soul. I don't want to necessarily, F yo, bitch. No, I don't want to do that all day, you know.
Yeah, but there is validity behind that thing of like you should put out something that people can hear in the club, or that's a really good way to market yourself, because when you have here you go, when you have people listening to chill music, how many people you got in the room? 5 to 10. You feel me? When you got a club banger, how many people you got in the room? Like 200. So
Swimming pools was a perfect example of, it had that club bank, it had that club sound to it, but he was like, really, if you're paying attention to the chorus and everything, everything was like real. You're like, wait, y'all, I mean, we jamming again. Being an alcoholic and running your family, so it's much deeper than us getting turned up and jumping in a swimming pool full of liquor. You know, it's much more than that.
Yep. And that's the kind of shit you want to put out is shit that appeals to more than one side of people. It appeals to more than one emotion, more than one mental state, because then you're getting like layers of human experience, and that's more impactful. So I love that. I love that you brought that one up. I love that song, and I really feel that way about him, that he can do that, where he makes you feel like really happy and really sad at the same time, you know, and like angry and happy at the same time. You know, like I love that. I love that shit. So
right.
So yes, swimming pools, absolutely.
All right, so I got a few more questions for you. I'll let you go. Okay, one of my toughest ones I would ask everyone that comes to the show. Yeah, 24 hours left to live from this moment right now. How would you spend those last 24 hours?
Oh, my God. I would probably take my daughter to the beach. And then I would eat.
Nice.
I can't tell you what I would eat all day. I would eat eggs Benedict for breakfast. Some gooey egg stuff and the cheese and spinach and all that shit on like an English muffin. Oh, it's so good. I would eat chicken fingers for lunch, and then I would eat like 8 sushi rolls for dinner. And then, in between, I would go to the beach. I might go and see a concert. I would want to see Beyonce by herself. It wasn't as good. It wasn't as good with Jay-Z as it was.
Oh, so you don't get to none. See, you try to start another topic. You mess with me. Don't do it. I went there with you last week. I caught them last week. And my sister said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And I saw Beyonce by herself for the first time on the Lemonade Tour. To an extent, I can agree, because you don't really get, you know, it's kind of like the switching back and forth. You kind of don't get to get deep into Beyonce. You have to do all the Beyonce hits and not really get deep into the album.
Yeah. It wasn't as big, you know, like I wanted, like, I didn't like the stage setup where they have those two long things that they're walking out from the stage on, you know, because you can't get like a whole crowd of people, like an army for each of them. You know, like, that's that shit I like.
Right.
You know? So, excuse me. You know what? I gotta get my daughter to bed really soon. So,
yeah,
so I love being on here with you, but if you got any more questions for me, then I should probably wrap
that
up
was,
in a couple minutes.
No, that was actually one of my last questions. My last one was let everyone know, as far as if you give yourself a 30-second commercial of why people should support you, why should they support you? And ready, set, go.
Well, my name is Perry. I'm an excellent musician. I've been doing it my whole life. I tell my story through music, and I tell it the best the way that I can, and I try to make it as beautiful as an exciting story as possible. So if you wanna check that out and read along and follow my story, then that would be a really good reason to support me. And if you want to do that, you can find me on all social media at I Am Perry, P-E-R-I-I-I, that's 1 R, 3 I's. That's on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera. And my music is out on all platforms under the name Perry, P-E-R-I-I-I. So I'm an artist. I'm a woman who is full of love for the world, unless you prove me that I shouldn't be, and so far nothing has. So I feel like I have a valuable message to spread, just in that love. So that's why you should support me, Perry, 1 R 3 I's.
That's what's up. Well, we appreciate having you come to the show. Definitely
thank
was
so
a pleasure.
Yes.
All right.
Too.
Well, before you check out, I know you sent us a track by you. Can you introduce this track before we play it?
Yes. Yeah, it's called For the Love, and it's dropping next Friday.
Oh man, we got exclusive.
You got
exclusive.
Oh
yeah.
You got exclusive. Yeah.
All right, y'all.
Yeah, for the
love. Exclusive track, For the Love. Again, yeah. We appreciate you, Miss Perry. Here we go, y'all.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this.
I've been spitting out potential, it don't really mean shit to me. You asking me what's up, my mouth is wet and my eyes are free. Everything before me is just a sunny sky. Like hanging with them demons, seeing angels who cry with joy and jealousy at this thing that I do. The shit that I create that I make you feel like me. And pull you out the current, I hope you don't mind. The beat will get inside your bitch, it's always from behind. They don't mean anything. Just because
me?
They told us to ride before they clipped our wings.
Sure.
Wasting all my time with my head in the ground. But now I know the world is better when you're not looking.
Let's
down
go.
So take some more time with me. Drink some more wine with me. Smoke some butt, make some love, fuck, do some lines with me. Promise, yeah, I swear to you, I won't let you fall.
Gotcha.
And when you're rather flow.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Yeah. Welcome back, everyone, to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Shady J. Hot After Dusk Monday. And, man, that track you just heard was exclusive. Called For The Love by our special guest we just had on, Miss Perry. And if y'all missed any parts of the interview, y'all know y'all can always check them out. Back in the replays by going to DustSpot.com. That's DustSpot.com/DustSpotRadio. DustSpotRadio. And they'll even have links so you'll be able to listen on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher. Hey, we got you covered. There ain't no way in the world you're going to be able to miss the show. So, thank you again. All right, so y'all, so I'll make this quick. My cricket of the week segment, and I'm going to take a very simple cricket, get straight to my point on the cricket of the week. So, can I get my cricket, please? Thank you. Okay. So, this week's cricket of the week. I had to think long and hard on this, man. And, you know, sometimes my crickets of the week ain't that deep. It's just more so on sometimes comedic purposes. And this week's cricket of the week is University of Arkansas. What in the hell did y'all just fall for on Saturday? So, the lovely college of university I got to go to, University of North Texas, otherwise known as UNT. They played against our University of Arkansas at Arkansas this previous Saturday. And, I mean, first off, people always want to talk down UNT and say that who they're going to lose to and all that. But, and some people are going to start to say that Arkansas, that they're good. But they're still an SEC Power 5 school, so I don't want to hear it. And UNT throttled them. And in the midst of throttling them and taking and just emptying every little bit of the will they had left, these fools pulled a magical kickoff return trick, punt return trick that was just craziness. So basically, they fell for a fake fair catch move, and they didn't pay attention. And all of a sudden, the dude who got the ball, he ran. He just started taking off, and all of a sudden, he just started taking off and dipped the recipe he needed to dip. And then next thing you know, it was a touchdown. So I had to get my cricket of the week to University of Arkansas football team. What in the hell? Shout out to UNT. Yup, man. Y'all now 3-0. Man, y'all keep it up, man. I love when I see UNT doing good because, you know, UNT, you know, they're in the Conference USA now, and which is, you know, getting up there in conferences. And I just really want them to continue to do better. And so to get the respect that they've been aiming for, man. So UNT, keep it up, man. Keep it up because nothing, you know, I hate having to explain. You know, if people didn't know who UNT was, a lot of people knew who UNT was after this weekend because it was one that it was on top 10 Sports Center. It was on all the shows today and this weekend. So UNT, I'm very proud of y'all. All right, so go ahead, get into the what's going on segment where I tell you guys what we got coming up for the rest of the week. All right, so y'all tune in on to Wednesday show. It'll be me and Nate Seduction, my lovely co-host, chopping over her. We will be having a special guest, waiting on some final confirmations and to get taken care of for that to happen. We also will be doing our illustrious The Six Saving, where we have a list of six things we're going to talk about. A list of six things that's based on a particular topic. And then we'll also have Seduction 101, which is by Nate. and she talks about anything from life, love, sex, and more. So y'all stay tuned and see what's going on with that. And then as far as what we outside the show, this Thursday and every Thursday for the time being, over at Temptations Lounge in Arlington, Texas, we have our new event known as Threesome Thursdays. And Threesome Thursdays, you got the Thursday night football watch party, so you can watch the game before you even get turned up or whatnot. And the drink specials are ridiculous. Heck, during the happy hour, we got dollar crown and $3 Patron, and then the rest of the night $3 crown, $5 Patron. So, man, you definitely don't want to miss it. Come support. The photography booth. Yours truly shooting in. And also we'll be doing a contest. I do it every week where we'll be having models, and for a chance not only win the free photo shoot, but also be one of the next models for the flyers. You know, a lot of times people see these flyers and like, I don't know those people. I don't know. We just use random people on the flyers. Wouldn't you love to be the person on the flyer and have people like, ooh, who's that girl on the flyers? So, yeah, man, what should we do? We're doing it up this week, man. A lot of great moves happening. Other than that, yeah, also, Human Cameras Magazine, the breast cancer awareness issue, we're still taking submissions for that all the way to October 6th. So make sure you show up and show out. All right, y'all. That's all we got. Remind y'all, yeah, miss any part of the show, again, dustspot.com, dustspot/dustspotradio. And we are rolling out, y'all. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. You tune in to an episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. We out. Peace.